Welcome to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm Christian Hugill, and today it's all about life after prison.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jules, and welcome to our brand new podcast from National Prison Radio, Life After Prison, and this is The Sit Down.
Yes, in The Sit Down, we speak to people who have been to prison or whose lives have been affected by the criminal justice system.
Life After Prison is a podcast channel featuring two pods. More about what they do shortly, but if you're interested in what life is like on the inside, and well, after being on the inside, it's a fascinating listen. It's not just for people who've been affected by the criminal justice system, but of course, it is an amazing resource for them. And before you hear from Zach and Jules, the presenters, producer Beth Madden tells us a bit about the Prison Radio Association.
The Prison Radio Association is a production company. It was established back in 2006, and it started in Brixton Prison, and it was set up with a radio station called Electric Radio Brixton, and it was created as a way to give people in prisons just a little bit of company, the same thing that radio does for people on the outside that we all know and love, but for people on the inside, and something specific to them as well, so like local broadcasting but in prisons. Electric Radio Brixton was really successful, so a few years later they kind of rebranded it and launched it as National Prison Radio, and then it went across lots of different prisons across the UK, but was still broadcast outside of HMP Brixton. People from the prison work on the radio station as well, so in case anyone doesn't know, there's lots of different jobs that you can get inside, like being a cleaner or working in the kitchen or whatever it might be. And one of the jobs that you can get in Brixton and in Stile is to work on the radio station. So there'll be a few different people who come to the station and work with our colleagues at PRA to create radio content, basically, that plays out nationally.
I know what job I'd be going for, I can tell you that much. Zach, where did your journey start with it?
I served time in prison myself, and that's when I first heard about National Prison Radio. You know, they did quite a few shows that caught my attention and that helped ease your time in there. You know, it gives you something to resonate with. So that's how I found out about National Prison Radio. But when I got released from prison, I started my own, doing my own little thing, little podcast here and there. And then a friend of mine said that National Prison Radio is starting a new podcast. They're looking for podcast hosts. I know one person that works there, really think you should apply, go for it. So sent in my video application, and the rest is kind of history. You know, we went through the next stages, and then I met Jules at sound testing, heard how her voice sounded, was like, yeah, this is gold. It's going to be magic. And from there, it's just going from strength to strength. And I'm really proud of what we're accomplishing here.
Jules, was it a similar situation for you?
Similar, slightly, yeah. Similar in the sense that I served time in prison myself as well. I listened to National Prison Radio at times inside as well. And yeah, so that's when I first heard about it. So as I was coming, when I got released from prison, I worked with National Prison Radio before the podcast. I did some workouts on the radio for the guys and the women and the men inside, because I got all my fitness qualifications when I was inside. So I kind of had that passion to try and help other people through fitness. So yeah, I did a few workouts on the radio station, and then I did some workout videos, which people can actually watch inside now. So certain prisons have the access to watch the videos. And it was then where I met our boss, Andrew, who contacted me a few months later and said, there's a podcast role that's with National Prison Radio. It's a new role, new podcast. Go for it. I think you'd be great, whatever. And then, yeah, I went for it. That's where I met Zach at the sound testing as well. And yeah, we're both here now, the podcast presenters.
There are many routes into radio. Going via a fitness DVD style production is a new one to me. That's excellent, Jules. That's a new route into radio. I really enjoy it. Beth, we're talking today specifically about the Life After Prison podcast. Where did that idea come from in the first place? And what did you want to do and achieve with this podcast?
Yeah, as I kind of mentioned, Prison Radio Association is a production company. National Prison Radio is just one of the things that they run. And then some other things that they do are, you know, produce podcasts and things for like the BBC, or we've made podcasts with the MOJ or other organisations that might come to us and want to get a particular message out. I can't take credit for the idea of Life After Prison. It was my brilliant colleagues at Prison Radio Association, including Andrew, who Jules mentioned, that kind of came up with this idea. And I think a lot of it was born, as many things have been recently, out of the pandemic. My colleagues couldn't get into the prisons to work with the people inside to make that kind of radio. So you had to get a bit more creative, think outside the box a little bit. So another thing that the Prison Radio Association are really good at is they've got kind of resettlement schemes and keeping in touch with people that they've worked with inside to just try and help them, you know, find work and get into the media industry as well. During that time, some of my colleagues reached out to other people that they'd worked with inside that were now out, that they knew to be great talkers and great presenters, and they wanted to work with those a little bit more. And I think out of this idea was born out of, okay, well, we've got this great thing that we've established inside that provides all this support, entertainment, information to people, and is really well received, but people can only access that on the inside. And then when they leave and there's kind of all these new challenges that people are facing, they also kind of are losing that support, not just prison radio, but other kind of ways of support that they might have had inside, they no longer have. So it was a little bit of a thought of like, okay, well, how can we carry on this work that National Prison Radio does, but on the outside?
And the thing that struck me about it when I first listened to it is its raw honesty. It feels like there are no subjects off the table, and it deals with Zach and Jules, what must have been a horrendously tricky time in your respective lives. Zach, to you first, why did you make the decision that you wanted to A, talk so openly about these times, and B, revisit it? Because I've interviewed people who've been to prison before and they want to move on. They want to completely forget about it. But you've obviously made a decision to be much more upfront and open about that. Why was that?
If you've been in a situation like being to prison, going to prison and experiencing what that's like, you really want to help other people who've been in that situation. You have to be able to speak openly and honestly about your own experiences in order for them to understand, and for them to understand that you've been there too. You know, I can't be like, you know, the phrase preaching to the choir if I can't share my own experiences, if they don't understand that I'm relatable, if they don't understand that I've been there too. So that's why I share openly, and I feel like that way that you build that connection and you build that authenticity. And the second reason that I share openly, or I'm happy to speak about, if we're able to make someone else's journey of their life after prison a bit easier, a bit smoother, show them something that can change their whole outlook or perspective on things, and therefore their journey is smoother and easier, why not? You know, just helping, even if it's one person, you've made a difference to someone's lives, and that can have a massive effect on their family and their loved ones and their future. So that's, yeah, in a nutshell, that's why I'm more than happy to be part of this.
It's hugely admirable. Jules, what about yourself?
Yeah, I think me and myself and Zach have quite similar views on why we're doing it. It's when you do come out of prison, you don't realise, well, I didn't realise that there would be struggles that I'd be facing and what they would be. Because it was the unknown, I wasn't prepared for it. I didn't know that they were going to happen. So, you know, going through life after prison myself, I realised there were struggles, things that I couldn't relate to other people about, you know, things that I couldn't talk to my friends about or colleagues at work or my family about. And you start to kind of have this alone feeling, or who can I talk to about this, or who am I going to with this? It's a massive reason is to kind of bridge that feeling of not being alone. There are other people out there going through this similar thing. You know, there are certain situations that people go through in life that are quite relatable, and you can go to, I don't know, group sessions, or you can talk to people you know about with a certain situation. But when it comes to prison, it's a little bit harder. Well, I found it harder. So it's to kind of allow people to not feel alone with their feelings. And these feelings are normal for family and friends that are going through a criminal justice issue or something to do with the criminal justice system or prison that they're not alone to. There are other families, other friends going through it. So mainly for that, you know, and also to help break stigma. There are certain stigmas around prison, and I get it. I understand it completely. But, you know, I'm somebody that has been to prison, so I'm put in that category. And, you know, it's to try and kind of help the word around prison. And also for myself, it's helped me massively. And I'm sure it's helped Zach as well, just, you know, emotionally and mentally through our own situation, being able to share and being able to not have as much judgment.
It's funny you should say that, because there was one particular episode. A lot of it's really practical advice, like managing money when you get out of prison, accessing mental health support. But then I also noticed there was one episode that I think particularly resonated with me, where you guys were just having a really open conversation about the feelings when you'd been sentenced. And I just thought, I've never heard anything like this before. Beth, it's quite unique, this, isn't it? I mean, you'll correct me if I'm wrong. I don't remember hearing quite that raw, honest conversation from people who've been in situations like Zach and Jules have before, in audio, on the radio.
No, yeah, that's kind of the idea behind it. I mean, so just to say as well, just to make it clear, we've got kind of two different podcasts under the Life After Prison brand. So we've got one called Getting Out, which is the episodes of really practical advice there that you just mentioned. So we've got an episode on money that's coming out soon. We've got an episode on mental health. We've got an episode on housing. And they're kind of shorter form. Each one, we have a guest from a different organisation or charity who can give people who've recently come out really practical advice around that topic. And then the other one is called The Sit Down, and that's kind of long form, more traditional podcast, just really honest and open conversations with people whose lives have been affected by the criminal justice system in some way. Either they've been inside themselves or they've got family inside. And that episode that you spoke about, that was Zach and Julesy's episode of The Sit Down, which we thought was just an important thing to do as a bit of an introduction, because Zach and Jules are asking all of these other people to share their stories and open up about their lives. And we also wanted to be able to share a bit of Zach and Jules' story as well, and for people to get to know them. There's a lot of podcasts and things out there about true crime, but they're not necessarily for people who have been inside themselves, or definitely not speaking from the perspectives of people who've been inside themselves. Zach and Jules, maybe you can give a bit more of an opinion about that.
Yeah, so I feel like what we're doing is groundbreaking. I know that sounds like cliche, or like, oh yeah, you're part of it, so you're going to say that, but like, I honestly believe it, and Jules can clarify. I've always said that this is going to be something quite big or very impactful, because it's five people who've been inside, four people who have been inside. That in itself is like our USP, do you know what I'm saying? That's what makes us unique, that's what makes us stand out. And I feel like this can massively help people, because there's people out there that you may have never known they've gone to prison. They haven't experienced what it's like coming out, and they're going through the whole roller coaster of emotions and the roller coaster of the journey that it is, because we acknowledge on this podcast that it's not, oh yeah, it's not easy. What we're telling you is not going to make it smoother or make it as easy as possible, but we're going to give you, as we say, the real spiel, you know, we're going to tell you how exactly what it's going to be like and what you're going through. And that way, someone who's never had that person to speak to and express how they're feeling, they could be like, yeah, that's what Jules, I get what Jules means, or I understand what Zach's saying here. That makes sense. Okay. So then they've got, you know, a sense of community. They got somewhere they feel like they belong, and somewhere where they feel like they're understood.
I was involved in like gangs and stuff like that, where there is a hierarchy and your voice gets taken away to an extent. You don't kind of get a start too much of a say, and especially growing up in care as well, when you've got constant practitioners writing on behalf of you, speaking on behalf of you, I didn't know what I wanted or what I stood for or anything like that. So that allowed me to kind of decide who I wanted to be and start creating that version of myself.
The two podcasts hopefully bring a different sort of you know, emotional help and like practical help. For example, like when I got out, there was things that I dealt with emotionally and things that I was just like, okay, how do I do this? Like, how do I declare my offence? When do I declare my offence? Do I always have to do that? And, you know, things that you just don't think that you need like a go-to help with. That's why with the getting out, hopefully that does help there. And with the sit down, a variety of people with different experiences, hopefully, like Zach said, you have no idea who's been to prison out there or who this can help. And a lot of people probably haven't even spoken about the fact that they have been in prison. So might just be dealing with this their whole lives and just thinking, okay, I'm still like weirded out about the fact that I can't relate to anyone with it. But, you know, it's about people go through things, people go through experiences, and being able to relate to one another about it and not feeling completely weird about it.
You know, we want to be a support for people who've been inside, but we also hope that people who haven't been inside, like you just said, Christine, can also listen to the podcast and learn something about it. And maybe it will change people's perspectives or change stereotypes that they might have and think, oh, these are just normal people. And, you know, there's a lot of different reasons why people might end up inside.
I was about to say, because Zach earlier said it's by people who've been inside, for people who've been inside. And of course it is. It does have a much broader reach because I'm in the fortune and a position I've never been inside, and I found the pod fascinating. I really found it fascinating because it's insight that I, as I say, I don't think I've heard on the radio before. Final question, very briefly to you, Zach and Jules. I mentioned earlier, there must be times in this podcast where it's tricky because you are looking back on a really tough time. But that said, how rewarding is it to do? Because you must enjoy it because you're still doing it. So how rewarding is it? Go on, Jules, you first.
I mean, you're right. It's emotional. You know, every time we do a sit down, a getting out, meeting new people, doing interviews, we are bringing up our experiences, and we're also kind of now hearing about other people's experience. So it's all quite emotional. Even if we don't realize it is, we are talking about things that are quite emotional. So, but overriding all of that, you know, we're expressing things that maybe we haven't expressed before, or we're relating even more with people. We're helping other people that come on the podcast. Other people are opening up, trying to connect people together. Even though me and Zach were, I was in a women's, Zach was in a men's, but when we talk about prison and talk about experiences, a lot of it is the same. And me and him relate all the time on it. And that's a nice feeling. That's a community that that we're building and we have, and something we can share. So it is emotional stuff, but it's so rewarding. And the more and more we do it, the more excited we get about it, and the more people we reach, and hopefully do reach, the better feeling it is. So yeah, it's great.
There's sometimes you're talking about something, you're like, oh my days, I didn't really think of it like from that perspective, you know, I didn't. And sometimes it gives you another way to unpack and understand your whole experience, you know. There's one episode that we did where we speak to Tracy and my mum, who are two mothers who have got children in prison, you know.
How did it feel when I got sentenced then?
It was the saddest day of my life on that day.
Mm. Oh, you're melting my heart.
You know, and I came home and I was just sitting down, you know, staring at the window, as Tracy said, you know, in the kitchen, sitting down quiet. And I went upstairs and I cried, you know, I cried for a while. And then I said, okay, let me pray for him, you know. I went to see him. And the day I went to see him with the social, you know, services, and I came back home, I cried that night.
I've never had a conversation with my mum about what my sentence or my time in prison did to her and how it was for her on the outside. Well, you know, you have that thought of, okay, it must be tough, but then it made it super clear. This is exactly how your mum felt and how she... And I had to keep my composure during that episode, you know. I had to really... keep strong. Jules shed a tear. I knew I was gonna say that, innit, Jules? Jules shed a little tear. It was a bit emotional, you know, but like, and since then, a lot of people have said to me, like, you know, like, that's really brave for having that conversation, really commend you, you know, like, it's really honest. And so, yeah, sometimes it's tricky, but, you know, try to be the professionals
also,
that we are.
Also to add, it's true, but also to add, like, the more people that like feedback to us as well, like I've had people that have never been inside, don't have any family or friends inside, but they message me or they come up to me and they say, you know, the podcast that you did really relates to me in this way, in a different way. And I'm like, wow, that's so lovely to hear. And it's helped my family as well deal with their emotions about, you know, this is, they're now starting to relate to people about it. So instead of feeling so isolated in this prison thing, it's more, you know, being able to share, So yeah, I did get emotional in that episode. Yes. Just to clarify. Yes. Thanks, Zach.
Sweet.
I think that's allowed, don't you? Huge thanks to Beth, Jules and Zach. You probably picked up from the interview how much I enjoy their podcast. It's a masterclass in raw, honest conversation. And also, a lesson in having fresh ideas and doing something that hasn't been done before if you're starting a podcast. If you search Life After Prison, wherever you get your podcasts, you can have a listen to. Now, next week, it's my final episode, so I'll introduce you to your new host. I will bow out in style by chatting to the fabulous William Hansen and producer Ben from Help, I Sexted My Boss about the podcast's transition into the TikTok world. I'm looking forward to talking to you for one final time on the Radio Academy podcast then. Bye for now.